Greetings. This is the newest episode of the Non-PC Heathen. It's been quite a week so far. I mean, if you haven't been watching the news, I'm sure you've heard about what's happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. The ridiculousness of bigotry, racism, and just outlandish behavior by our president. I'm just a loss of words anymore with this shit. I mean, it's scary. I'm not gonna lie, I'm not gonna pull any punches, I ain't gonna say this. And I don't wanna get scared much. Nothing scares me much. Shit's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. You can't stop it. But this is scary. I mean, it's not just, you know, you have like there's like this one picture they keep on showing on the news of these group of neo-Nazis with their lit tiki torches marching. Now these people, what's not that scary in itself, that reminds me of the pictures you see in, you know, textbooks about World War II and what led up to it, and Nazi marches. But what's even more scary is that these people that were marching, they were not your run-of-the-mill, inbred, hillbilly, tattooed, mulleted freak. No. These were clean-cut people. They were dressed nice. They had no tattoos all over. And even one was outed. And he's a university student. I mean, who can you really trust anymore? You really can't. And that's what's going to make this country even worse. Worse off, I should say. We can't trust each other. And with that distrust, there comes that division. And with that division, I shouldn't even have to explain what that means. It means that we're going to fall apart. Everything that our ancestors, you know, lived through. For what? So it could all fall apart? So we can all just, like, say, you know, sorry, Martin Luther King Jr. and your family. We tried. We tried our best, but we can't get along with each other. How are we supposed to live as a species? And I'm not talking about the United States. I am talking about the entire planet. 7 billion humans. They can't get along with each other. And you don't want aliens to make contact with us? I'm sure if there's any aliens, they probably read our, you know, saw our little broadcast and said, those things on that planet, they can't get along with each other. And they're all of the same species. They're all human beings. Let me reiterate that, people. We are all human beings. We all came from the same fucking continent, Africa. Get it through your fucking heads. We all come from Africa. We are all great African apes. If you don't believe me, look in the fucking science textbooks. It's all there. The evidence is there. And it keeps on piling up more. But everyone wants to keep on pretending that they're different. Everyone wants to pretend that race actually exists. Guess what? It doesn't. It is a social construct to keep us divided from ever uniting and being free. Instead, we are divided up and conquered by every entity in the world. Governments. Whatever else. I mean, that's pretty much it. Governments. That's what we're doing. We're dividing ourselves up. We're conquering ourselves. Everyone wants to pretend that we are different. For what reason? We all bleed red. We all pretty much have the same DNA. 23 chromosomes. Whites and blacks and other everyone around the world together can have children with each other. So we're not that different. Because if we were, we wouldn't be able to reproduce like we do. I wouldn't be here. I'm a mix of God knows what. I mean, my father's side, I have French, Italian, and Spanish. We know the history about that, especially Italians and Spanish, conquered by Moors. It's all there. People want proof that we're all the same. It's right there. And no one wants to acknowledge that. No, we let people who want to keep us divided keep us divided by saying, you're being oppressed. And everyone's saying that to each other. Whites are saying it to whites, blacks are saying it to blacks, and etc. It just keeps on going down the line. We're not the United States of America anymore. We're not united anymore. To say that we're the United States of America is pure bullshit. We're divided. This is the divided states of America. Divided peoples of America. Because we all stay in our little clusters, you know, whites with whites, blacks with blacks, Asians with Asians, Hispanics with Hispanics. And it gets worse. We don't want to get along with each other. We want to prove that we are better than you. Why? What does it matter? You got to ask yourself this question, this hard, hard question. Why does your race matter? Does it? What does it prove to you? People out there just need to start thinking instead of being reacting on your emotions. This is ridiculous. We shouldn't be hating each other. We should be loving each other. We should be helping each other on the streets, for fuck's sakes. Watching this shit that's happening in this country, it tears me apart inside. Because back in 1976, my dad came here from a country that was controlled by the military. People were disappearing because of their beliefs. And you figure, what better place to be than the United States, where it's supposedly free? Now we're going down a road that is similar to what happened in his country. This is in South America, a little country called Uruguay. Back in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, Marxist rebel groups started causing problems. There's clashes. It's like pretty much today what's going on today in the United States. There was clashes. It's just increasing violence, political violence. So the military stepped in, decided to take control. The president of the country at the time gave power to the military to do what they needed to do to get rid of the Marxist terrorists. Next thing you know, military takes, you know, completes their mission, but they keep power. And it lasts like that for 10 years. 10 years. Now, how did they get out of that? It was actually very peaceful. In the early 80s, Uruguayan people had enough of the military dictatorship. So what did they do? They held a national general strike. People just walked out of their jobs. Everything came to a grinding halt. The military had two options. Either they relinquished power peacefully or a bloody war. Fortunately enough, the military had enough sense to say, we're stepping down. We don't want any blood on our hands anymore. So they stepped down and democracy was restored to that country. This was what people consider a third world country, doing something peaceful. Why can't we do that here? No, we got to be antagonistic to each other. We have to look at it, you know, tell each other, like, look, because of this, because you're bad people, this is happening. Because you're privileged, this is happening. Because of affirmative action, this is happening. We need to stop blaming each other. I don't do anything to help, you know, to hurt people. It's not my thing in life. My thing in life is to help people. It should be with everyone else. Help people. We are in this together. This is one world. This is one country. There's no turning back the clocks. We can't go back to the past and write it. We can't. None of us can fix what our ancestors did to each other. We can't. It's impossible. You can tear down all the statues. You can dish out all the reparations you want. You can march like in a neo-Nazi parade. Whatever. But it's not fixing the past. In fact, it's making it worse. I just want peace in this country. Why can't we have that? Ever since I was 18 years old and learning about politics, ultimate goal was always just, why can't we just have peace? What's so hard about that? And people say, like, we can't have that because humans are humans. That's a fucking cop-out. I'm sorry. We can be peaceful. Humans have done it for ages. Look at Gandhi. Look at Martin Luther King Jr. Look at Rosa Parks. Come on, people. Get with the program. We can do this. We can get together. We can help each other. We can fix each other. We can heal each other. And now we're going to sit on our phones and play Candy Crush, and we're going to watch the Kardashians and their mansions and shit like that, and listen to crappy music. That's all we're going to do, because we can't get past our narcissism. And that's what it is. It's narcissist. It's a narcissistic society we live in. Materialistic, narcissistic. We all desire crap and want for the self. Everything else takes a backseat to the self. And the only times we're actually selfless was when we actually want to be selfish in order to prove to others that we're selfless. We shouldn't. That's not the basis of selflessness here. Selflessness is the ability to just go out and help someone and not expect any kind of reward. None. Zero. Zip. Selflessness is about being compassionate, about being humble. Those two things is what makes selflessness a reality. Being humble and being compassionate. Probably the third thing, being mindful. I'm appalled by this country anymore. I love it. I love it to death. I love this country. I love the diversity. I love we have so many ideologies. I love that we have so many people here. I love that we have so many religions. But there's something missing. Someone who wants to unite all people instead of just like, just this group or just that group. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican. I don't care if you're an atheist, Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, pagan, whatever. Who cares? I don't care if you're black or white or purple. None of that matters to me. I don't care if you're gay, straight, bi, transgender. None of that matters to me. What matters is what kind of person you are. Are you nice or are you an asshole? If you're nice, I reciprocate with niceness. If you're an asshole, I just ignore you. But other people, they don't want to ignore an asshole. They try to like be an asshole to them, above them. One of the greatest books I ever read was called The Celestine Prophecy. In one of the portions of that book, it explained how like conflicts between people work. And it's imagined in a way of like two energies clashing together. And there's like this battle between energies to overpower each other. Now this is not a literal energy, it's supposed to be kind of like a figurative energy. Like two personalities, I guess you can say, two personalities trying to be more superior than the other. And the whole point is that in order to avoid such conflicts, just don't partake in it. It is just a show of power. And that's what we see today in our politics. Everyone who's on both sides of the aisle, all they want to do is overpower each other. Well, that does nothing. Look at what it's done to us. We are a mess because of this. And it's up to us. Not the politicians. Us, the people of the United States of America, to get together. We need to have unity parades. Not just blacks marching with each other or whites marching with each other, but we need to have everyone, black, white, brown, whatever, red, yellow, they all need to be marching together. I know it's a crazy concept. I know it's pretty much radical nowadays to even suggest that. To have millions of human beings come together for peace. I don't want to see violence anymore. I'm tired of seeing violence. That's all I've seen lately. It's just violence. It's all we ever see is violence. Why can't we see peace? We know the real reason for that. It's because every single media outlet, right wing, left wing, centrist, they all want ratings. But if we don't give in to violence and we don't give them anything to see, you know, give them any violent imagery, then they're going to have to show the peaceful ones. They're going to actually have to show that people can peacefully get together and not resort to stupid barbarian violence to get things done. I mean, if you love this country, if you love your people, and I'm not talking about white, black, or whatever, I'm talking about you love the American people. That includes everyone. White, black, Hispanic, Native American, Asian, whoever. Whoever is in this country, and are citizens, and are legally here, they're Americans. They're your people. If you don't like it, then go somewhere else. Get the hell out of the United States. If you don't like our diversity, get out. Go. No one's holding you here. This isn't the Soviet Union where the borders are blocked from you getting out. In fact, they're quite open. You can go. Go far away. Don't infect us with this hateful nonsense anymore. You want an all-white community? You want an all-white country? Go make your own. They're starting to make little, like islands, like little man-made islands in the ocean. There's some libertarian group going to go do that. Go make your own. Go make your own racially pure ocean country. We don't want that here. This is not what this country is about anymore. This country is about being united. You're in the United States of America. Is perhaps one of the longest podcasts I've ever done before. Why? Because this shit's getting to me too much. I just want Americans to be safe and peaceful. I don't want Americans seeing this violence anymore. I don't want the world seeing this. But we gotta show it. Whoever you are out there, whoever's actually listening to this, be safe. Don't resort to violence. And love your fellow American, whoever they are, whatever they are. We are a diverse nation and we need to act like it. I don't know if this is even going to make a difference. It probably won't. This is on Podbean, so I don't know if this is even going to... But I gotta say something. Be well, my fellow Americans, and just hang in there. Peace out.